Hello and welcome to Crosstalk, the nice podcast where two funny friends solve the Thursday New York Times crossword puzzle and then talk about it. I'm your co-host Colin, and with me as always is your co-host Laura.
Hello, Colin, your voice sounds especially silky smooth today.
Now it's gone.
Damn it, we were doing our vocal warm-ups beforehand and it really worked. It worked
briefly until I started talking.
In my singing lessons, I've been telling you this, but I'll tell the listeners, we've been doing warm-ups that try and get to the top of my range. So like, oh my god, and ew, mommy, gross. So we've been doing a lot of like, ew, mommy, gross. And so I've started saying it. It's just in my head a lot. And so I started saying it, and it's not a good thing to just like drop in the conversation.
What song are you working on now?
It's not simple to say most days I don't recognize me. You know,
no, not familiar.
But these shoes and this apron, do you know it now? That place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. You probably know what it's from. Yeah, nice. Okay.
Wait, first when you said apron, I was like, is this Into the Woods? But no.
I would never. The baker's
do bean wrap at least.
Yeah, greens, nothing but greens. I'm like, Sam, can we work on this song, arugula? It's just like there's not much to like hold on to in that song. I started crying in singing lessons yesterday. Thank you for asking, because we're doing that song and there's a part as she goes into the chorus, it gets pretty high and I have a pretty
low voice. That's why we kept talking about do the mommy exercises.
Ew, mommy, gross! And I just like couldn't hit the notes, which is like a normal thing, and I started to cry. Can you explain that to me?
No, I wish
like,
I could.
My teacher was like, it's okay. She's like, it's just like fine.
It's just fine.
I just can't hit it.
No, I can't say that I can explain that.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, let's talk about things that are more pertinent to our listeners.
Okay, what's that?
What's going on in the crossword news this week?
Wait, okay. Yeah, we'll do our famous segment, What's Going On in the Crossword News, and we can vamp while I bring up an email that I forwarded to you and I didn't receive a response. Subject line, can you complete a 1935 crossword? This is our classic segment where we do crosswords in the news.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an email from the Tenement Museum. It says, last month, we began work on our previously untouched fifth floor of 97 Orchard Street. As our curatorial team began removing layers of linoleum, we found this newspaper crossword from April 4th, 1935. Pretty cool. A few words have already been completed thanks to an Orchard Street resident almost 90 years ago. But I'm going to open it up and I'm going to see if you can do one. What do you think about that?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's see. What's the best way to do this? I guess I'll just read a clue to you. And I'll do one that they've already filled in. Former Russian leader, 15 across, 5 letters.
Wait, sorry, this is from 1935?
Yeah.
And so it's
but
former,
it's still, tr- it is, even in 2023, it's still former.
Yeah, but it's like more former.
Formerest, five.
Formerest, 5 letters, so it's not Vlad the Impaler.
He's not a leader of Russia.
I don't know anything. You just assume I come in here knowing things. I don't know anything. Maybe it's former Lenin.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah. Is it?
Hell yeah. Okay. And that was Crosswords in the News.
Wow, that was a good segment. Yeah. How well do you think you would do at solving that crossword?
Incredibly well.
Yeah, I agree. You're a smart cookie.
I have the brain of a 1935-year-old. Is that right?
1935-year-old. Yeah, that you have that sparkling brain that was just used in that sense. That's amazing. Okay, is there anything else going on in the crossword world?
Crossword world.
I'll tell listeners this, that I recently got like an offer to write puzzles right. for a publication, and they seemed very interested in my crossword skills. And then on our second introductory call, they were like, can you also do some word searches? And I was like, hell yeah, I can do word searches. And they were like, send your rate to us over email and we'll like get going. And we need the first one in like 3 weeks or whatever. So it was on like a time crunch. And I called Colin, you, and I was like, what should my rate be? And you said, yeah, similar to New York Times. What about like 1,000 per puzzle? I was like, sounds great. So I wrote them 1,000 per puzzle. I'm excited to work on this. Here's like a couple puzzles I've written. And they have not responded. I do think I like scared them off so fully with that rate, which is really surprising. I feel like 1,000 a puzzle is like a really standard like puzzle rate. But I think maybe they must have looked up what it takes to make a word search. And
they're like, why pay someone for it? You don't think it's possible that no matter the number you replied with, they were never going to reply to you?
It's possible. But they've been so aggressive before this email. That's they've been true. Really aggressive with like texts and emails and let's hop on the phone. And
no, yeah. You're worse. Well, because my advice was pick a number that will make you actually want to do it.
Yeah. And that was my number.
Let's step into the multiverse and see what happened in the timelines where you said $20. And see if you're happy.
I'm not happy.
Yeah, but I guess you're not happy in any of the timelines.
I know, except I'm happy right now. Okay. What's going on? I am so sorry to the listeners. I'm getting an insane amount of texts. Okay, we're going to keep going. I'm just going to ignore it. I'm having a very stressful, like, everyone can listen in on this kind of dilemma as I ask you for advice. So what do you do?
Let me stop you there. What don't you do?
Whoa. Okay, that has changed everything. Actually, I don't need your advice anymore. I just realized, what don't I do? Okay, I'm actually not going to tell that dilemma. I'm going to tell a different story.
A different dilemma?
My roommate, Dan, who's British, I call him Don, he was telling me yesterday that he met a guy at a party who has the nickname Why Not? And he kept asking, like, why is your nickname Why Not? Or I guess he'd ask it Britishly. Why's your nickname Why Not? And it's not that. Oi, mate, you all right? Why's your nickname Why Not? And the guy was like, oh, I don't know. It's just a nickname I've had for a while. And he kept being like, yeah, but where did it come from? And finally, his, like, fiance, this, whatever, Why Not's partner was like, okay, it's that, like, when he first met my parents, like, a month into us dating, my parents got really intense and they were like, why are you with her? Like, do you want to marry her? Why do you want to marry her? And he just responded, well, why not? And so that's his nickname now. Huh. Isn't that a bizarre nickname? It's been sticking in my head ever since he told me. I'm like, but so, so why'd that become his nickname? I guess it's why not?
Yeah, I guess why not? Why didn't I guess it's an interesting story. It's not an interesting nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't necessarily have anything to say about it. Are you jealous that he has a nickname?
I have nicknames.
Yeah, that's true.
Main bitch.
Sure.
The pound. What do you call me when you're not talking to me?
Laura?
Shit. Laura the Destroyer. You call me something like
Laura
that, right?
Yeah, Laura the Destroyer. Destroyer.
Laura Destroyer. The Destroyer.
Laura the Destroyer. I think it's that.
I think we nailed it. Okay. Do you have a nickname?
No, not really.
I never call you anything but my best friend Colin, who I run a show with.
Yeah, what do you call me when I'm not around?
Help. Colin the Crosstalk Co-host. Help. Please answer. I think I call you Colin. I think I call you my friend Colin.
That's huge.
Yeah. I just remember one time, like, deep into our friendship, like, we were already at our second job together. Famously, we did 2 jobs in a row with each other.
We did hard time.
You introduced me to
twice.
we did really hard time, really bonding. But sometime deep into our second job together, which at that point we were friends, you introduced me to someone as your coworker, which made me laugh a lot because I did. It's like, we don't really work together. I don't know. Like, my coworker, Laura, I was like, I guess that's technically true. But
it was not even technically because... true. It was true.
It's true. But it's not like that's the first thing. It's like, I don't know, like my Jewish brother calling. I don't know. I guess you are Jewish, but that's not like, are you Jewish?
Yeah, I don't can't know. Tell. You tell me.
I guess I'll say yes. All right. I've had coffee today. So okay. I'm sure we can all tell.
All right, shall we segue into our famous segment, Colin's Twisted Trivia?
This is so... Yes, let's do it.
All right, as always, what's the deal with Twisted Trivia? I've taken crossword clues from the past week that could be construed as trivia, and I'm going to ask them to Laura. She has encountered the answers to all of these before. She can phone a friend, which is replace one of the questions with a sports question.
That's not quite funny.
She can phone an enemy.
Can we just quickly phone an enemy? Sports.
Sports.
I'm going to play the theme song. Okay. Colin's Twisted Trivia. I couldn't remember how it went.
I thought you were playing it, though.
Sorry, I couldn't remember which file. So I was looking through the files. It was like Twisted Trivia 1, Twisted Trivia theme real, Twisted Trivia final theme. So I don't know. I hope I played the right one.
You probably did.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited to do this trivia. I feel like I crushed the puzzles recently. Great. So I feel like I'll be good at this.
Okay, here we go. The first question. This Turkish city lends its name to a species of rabbit. Ankara. Okay, wow. why'd you know that so easily?
I remember writing it in because the only Turkish cities I knew at the time were Istanbul and Ankara.
What about Fez? Oh, that's Morocco, right?
I don't know.
I think, well, it doesn't matter. We're not asking the question. So if my trivia question had been, where is Fez?
I don't know.
Okay. Next question. The word Moana means what in Hawaiian?
Sea?
Okay.
Is that's that right? Okay, nice.
Okay. This city was once the capital of the Sovereign Republic of Texas.
Galveston.
Oh my gosh. Sweeping
that
it.
One game. Yeah, this is good.
Okay. What was the name of the director who directed It's a Wonderful Life? His first name.
Oh my god. What's his first name? Frank?
Let him be Frank.
Capra.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, nice. I'm picturing the Greek so hard.
Capra.
That was me truly just trying to redraw the grid in my mind, and it's right there in the center. Yep. Okay.
And the last question. What is the name of the star on Israel's flag?
Fuck. This is not fair because it was a theme dancer, so it has agenda in it.
I do ask theme dancers in these. It's not like the titles, yeah.
Imagine David.
Yeah, that's right. What's that mean?
I don't know. How is it pronounced?
Yeah. Magenda David.
Magenda. All I know is that I had agenda.
Okay, and for the perfect sweep, we're going to ask you a sports question.
Hell yeah.
What is the name of Toronto's baseball team?
The Blue Jays! That's because it's been the puzzle twice this week, so I'm good.
Wow.
It was in today's.
That was huge.
And I actually knew that because friend of the show, Mariah T, came with us to a baseball game once where it was the Mets versus the Blue Jays, right? And it was the Yankees. And she was like, I just don't know who to root for.
You don't have to root for either of them.
you could just go home.
Just watch the game. I remember you sort of that whole game, you being like,
Really? I was like, they're still going.
I think you were already kind of in a funky mood. And then the sort of having to be at a baseball game really exacerbated your funkiness.
That's interesting. I remember that with our Seattle game because my foot was broken. Okay. Oh, interesting. I was at a funk for the Yankees game. That's very interesting. that's so sad. Okay.
That is okay. Now that you mentioned the Blue Jays thing, I didn't even connect that it was truly in today's puzzle. So
it was in today's puzzle. so that was a little too easy.
Okay, I guess while we're at it, what's the name of the baseball team in Minnesota?
You just want to knock me down a peg. You're like, now go through every baseball team. Was Minnesota in the puzzle?
It could have been.
Or was it at some point? Minnesota. The Minnesota. I guess they're the Marvels.
No. Nobody's called the Marvels. It's left on the table.
That's weird. Huh. Who are
the Twins?
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Oh, why didn't you ask? Wait, can I tell one more story before we get into the puzzle? Thank you. I really appreciate it because I want your take on this. Recently, I think I did tell you this. Wait, I can't remember.
Only one way to find out.
I think I did. I definitely did, but I want your take again. Good friend of mine, who will go unnamed, recently
I'd love to know.
Told a group of us that he couldn't come on a ski trip because his wife was 8 months pregnant, and this was the first we had heard of it. And it was just like the first we knew. And I got very like pseudo angry at him in our text. I was like, oh my God, like, how could you not tell me? Like, this is crazy. I'm so mad at you. You should tell me. We check in all the time. We have phone calls. And he was like, it never came up, which I think it's really
Did you ever like, ask him if his wife is pregnant?
Yeah. Hey, that's what I do at the start of most calls I have with friends. But for some reason with him, like, I just, hey, is your wife pregnant? I just forgot to ask. So that's been very uncomfortable for me. So that's why didn't you ask about the Minnesota Twins? Why didn't you ask me if my wife was pregnant?
No, that's good.
I just want to say we should always ask the things we want to know.
That's true. I mean, you should. Did you remember there used to be this is a story that's so not interesting that like if the NSA made a request for like the data on your website, you weren't legally allowed to say that happened. So there was these privacy canaries that places would put on their websites that would basically say like the NSA has never asked us for our data, and you would hold them up, and then if they actually did ask it for it, you would take the privacy canary down, and it's kind of like that, right?
He should have put up a sign, or every single time we had a phone call, he should start with, like, my wife is not pregnant. And then,
or every time you should have asked at the beginning. Yeah, and he would say no.
I guess I'll know for the future. Yeah. The classic polite question. Okay, that's kind of like when you're in under a legal NDA, like a gag order. And
how is it like
you
that?
You can tell the story in court. So if someone asks you a question and you're like, well, I'll answer that in court.
You should read the transcripts from court proceedings on this day.
You know what was an interesting day? January 4th. You should study up on that day and the court proceedings around it. Anyway, just funny when people find loopholes to like telling people
things.
Yes,
exactly. The gag order doesn't cover a skywriter.
That would cost a lot of money, right? Probably worth it, though.
Worth it for it to be free.
but then like you guys have to look up in the sky at this exact moment. Please don't miss it. Please don't miss it. Okay, I'll do it again tomorrow. Okay, you want to talk about this pun? You tell people what went on on Thursday, February 23rd,
2023. Joe Dini.
2023.
I saw this in 4:41.
4:41?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I just popped our levels. 4:41 is quite fast. I agree. Cole, this was an easy puzzle, but I still did 6:02. Nice. 4:41 is crazy. Can I say one thing?
You can say as many things as you want. Oh, unless it puts me on blast.
But I last week logged into your Wordle for
when did that happen? After we recorded, we haven't updated on the Wordle Ghost.
Yeah, we haven't updated people. So as you may remember from last week, Colin has a Wordle Ghost who's been hacking into his Wordle and doing it every day before he's able to do it.
I've been corresponding with an engineer who works at the New York Times game section, and he has not been able to do anything about it, which is tough.
Yeah. That's really tough because that was our last resort.
I know like a infrastructure engineer at the Times too, so maybe I can message him and he can just like pull the plug. He can just be like,
I also think you know a PM.
I guess I'm trying to go in priority of people who could do something.
I guess we can find someone else. We also kind of know Joel Fagliano. He listens to the show.
That's true. Joel, can you fix the Wordle Ghost?
Joel,
can you bust the ghost?
So the recent thing we tried is Colin gave me his login, and at 9 p.m. my time, which is midnight New York time, I set my laptop to New York time, and I did the puzzle. Something happened with the time zones where then when you woke up in the morning, it was unsolved by anyone, and you were able to solve it for the first time in so
like
long.
3 weeks.
It must have been so nice to be able to solve it. The answer that day was cash. And okay, so when I did that and I logged into your Wordle, I forgot I was logged in on like one of my browsers. So when I logged in to do the puzzle the next day, I saw my stats, and your Thursday best is like a minute 40.
That's not right. Now I need to see you. I have emailed the New York Times multiple times to be like, my Thursday stats are not correct. Like the both Thursday and I think Saturday, the date is wrong. So Thursday is 1:51 and Saturday is 3:08. It's funny. I actually truly was looking at this today. It used to be if I would then click through to the puzzle, it would show me the correct time. But now when I click through to the puzzle, it just shows me this incorrect 1:51. Which is not accurate. We can go back and listen to the episode we recorded and see what my actual time was. So once I emailed the New York Times about it, they were like, oh my God, so sorry. They got back to me a couple days. They're like, we fixed it. And then they didn't fix it. And so I emailed them again, and then they just never responded to me.
Wow. To be an on-call engineer when emails like that come in.
I looked at last week's puzzle when I was assembling Twisted Trivia, and it has my solve time as over an hour.
Okay, that can't be
true. No. It has it as an hour
no,
two.
The times are fully just wrong. Let me refresh this one. Okay, yeah. I just refreshed this puzzle and now it says 12:43. No, it's not. It was not 12:43.
Nope. it's just not. It's actually not.
I feel like they have something really weird about how they're storing times. Like the numbers are not stored as numbers. They're stored as like strings that they like parse back to numbers.
Should we pivot my thread with our friend, the engineer, to be like, hey, while I have you, what's up with this?
Also fix these numbers. I know you're working on other stuff, but please.
Acute listeners can tell that we're avoiding talking about the puzzle because
it's
boring.
It's not interesting. Okay, let's talk about the puzzle. Joe Dini deserves it. Okay, so Thursday, February 23rd. So this
my time is 4:41.
My time is 6:02. This theme was like odes. So it's like toasts or odes. So each there's a bunch of answers throughout this puzzle that have the format to blank. So the clue will be, for example, it's such fun to fool the folks and make them butts of harmless jokes. And that one's to pranks, like an ode to pranks. But it also reads as top ranks,
which so is nothing. That's a DU in this puzzle.
That's funny. That one happens to be nothing. I don't know why I started with that. Well, I guess it is the first one, but the others do kind of make sense. So an avid flower lover sees a fall bouquet that's full of these, and that's two asters, like an ode to aster flowers, and it reads as toasters. Okay. For me, the Super Bowl is a bore, but watching these is fun galore. Two ads, toads. I actually kind of like this one. Exams a must for future docs. Make sure your answers fill the box. And that's two MCATs or Tomcats. That's kind of clever. A hospital has many specialized places where patients recover in bright, cheerful spaces. That's two wards. Towards. What do we got? This one is so crazy. I guess I'll just do it. Oh, wait, I missed one up here. Whenever I need to get a bump, I find it right there at the pump. Togas.
Okay, here she goes. Is this the last one?
Let's save it for last. Wait. So there were no downs. For some reason, I thought there were downs.
There was toasters and top ranks.
And toasters. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. This one breaks the form a little bit, and I'm a little confused about it, but it was pretty good. I don't have the words that rightly commend cerulean birds and Harry's best friend. Okay. Harry's best friend and birds. Okay. Two Blue Jays. So it's Toronto Blue Jays. I think it's quite clever, but it was strange.
That is the only one. You could see a world in which, like, that's the first one, and he's like, oh, okay, let me see if I can come up with a bunch of these. That is the only one that kind of, like, merits the existence of this puzzle, in my opinion.
I think I agree. Maybe two MCATs,
yeah. Possibly. And maybe top ranks.
I guess top ranks. You know how you're always like, oh, there's so many top ranks I need to hit? I don't know. I don't even know how to use it. Oh, look at all those officials. There's just a lot of top ranks. I don't know. Yeah. He had more in his constructor notes. He had more that were like kind of interesting. And Jeff Chen made some that I thought were better. He had Toshiba.
Top rating. He loves top ranks and top rating.
And he loves that. Top hat, I think, is fine. But fat is a little bit of a stretch.
Top fat.
top fat.
To gout. Taurus.
To raw.
Taurus. Okay, sure.
Tog out. To gout. I don't know. But Tobias. It's fine. To tallies. Total lies. I guess total lies is not a phrase.
Tough.
I liked Jeff Chen's to ug.
That's kind of how I feel about this puzzle.
Yeah.
We had a special. For me, it was quite special that Cole, producer, did this puzzle this morning. He said it took him 55 minutes on multiple bathroom breaks.
He said he only did it on the toilet. And we've had this conversation on the show before, but like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, pooping itself takes about 45 seconds. So like, what else happens? They're just sitting.
I think it's sitting's nice.
Is it before or after?
I'm usually sitting after.
After, so you flush.
Sometimes. Sometimes, like, maybe there's more here. No, that's not relevant.
Okay, Cole
left me his thoughts. He
that's not relevant.
He said, and this one I agree with. Eight down, family man, granddad. He said, "What is that?" I also agree. I had it as grandpa, but it is in the puzzle as grandad. Now I believe granddad is grandddad.
Yeah, granddad is not a thing, but granddad is
okay.
A thing. It's kind of exciting that in this puzzle there was USS Cole on the day that Cole did
call
it.
That out. He wanted to know what a drumstick was. Where was that one?
What?
56 down. Drumstick cone. Part. It was cone, and he said, "What is that?"
What? He doesn't know what a drumstick is?
Dude's vegan, right? He's probably never had an ice cream drumstick.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
And then he asked about four down, beginning to end, and the answer is short E. And I understand that it's like hard to parse if you know, you just don't do crosswords. It's like...
That one took me a little bit to parse, embarrassingly. It was because it was crossed with 17 across
Oppo.
Blank research. It Oppo. I just didn't know Oppo research. So it was tough to parse. I also had like a funny, when I saw this theme, I couldn't quite make sense of it yet, but I was crushing this like top left corner. I had like everything in the top left except the like theme are going down. And I had T-O blank blank A-N-K-S. So I wrote in Tom Hanks being like,
gotta be.
I was like, okay, I think it's going to be Tom Hanks, but I can't tell. Like, two monks. I like kept reading the clue and being like, okay, I know it's a themer. I just don't know why it's Tom Hanks, but it will become clear later. And it was certainly not Tom Hanks. It was two pranks.
This is a classic one where maybe the second time I saw a themed one with these like crazy clues, I was like, I'm not going to parse this. I'm just going to do all the downs. And so I was I'm not even going to try to figure what else is going on. Here's a knit. Am I allowed to knit? 60 across.
I love
Toronto Blue Jays. 41 across. Couleur de la Seine. Bleu. B-L-E-U. It is functionally blue twice in the puzzle.
Yeah. What's agree. Up with that? I agree with that. I think they just made a mistake.
Okay.
There was something I wanted to say.
Okay. That's the point of the show.
Oh, I was surprised by 46 down, shortcuts for some repetitive tasks being macros. I thought that was just like quite astute.
I would clue that as protein, fat, and carbs.
Yeah. Macros. I've never seen it clued as like Excel functions. I don't know. It's quite.
I'm going to have to unfortunately call you on your bullshit because it's been used about 10 times in the puzzle. It's been clued as shortcuts for repetitive tasks, computer shortcuts, shortcuts in computer coding, computer shortcuts, computer time savers.
I've never seen it. I never saw it. The other thing I will say, I didn't see it. The other thing I will say is 22 across. I was like, I guess my yoga teacher training is working as much as I hate my program because it says welcome in a yoga class and the answer is namaste. And that is so deeply not welcome. It is so very much not welcome.
What does it mean? It's a goodbye?
The light and love in me bows to the light and love in you. It's also like goodbye. Yeah, we do say it at the end. It's definitely not welcome. I am a teacher, you are a teacher.
Pedantically, this doesn't say like welcome in quotes. You can, you know, it can mean welcome like
but they
greeting,
don't say it at the beginning. At the beginning. They say goodbye. It could be goodbye in a yoga class, and then I'd be like, well, it's not technically goodbye, but I get it because you say it at the end.
This is only
but
the no third one... time that's ever shown up in the puzzle. Previously,
what else?
Literally, I bow to you.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
1992, Hindus, hello or goodbye.
That's cute.
That's cute.
So that was interesting to me. I was like, wow, I'm a yogi now. And then 35 across also surprised me a lot. Holiday marking the exodus from Egypt, not Passover, but in fact, in Hebrew, Pesach, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
I was like, do people know Pesach? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Like,
I knew what it was. I know what it is.
I am Jewish.
I'm trying to find like fun stuff in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling. How about
can you tell me?
Have you ever eaten a Zwiebelkuchen? Like the German cake, Zwiebelkuchen.
It made my mouth water because it sounded pretty tasty.
Just based on
the answer is oniony. And I was like,
me an onion cake?
Yeah, that's black good. I mean, a friend of ours texted us yesterday about anchovies on ice cream. And at first I was like, ugh. And then I was like, okay, sounds cool. So I think like, I don't know. I think things can surprise you.
I'll probably get canceled in Germany, but I'm looking at pictures of Zwiebelkuchen and it looks like a quiche.
Oh, interesting.
Zwiebelkuchen.
You're so canceled. I'm looking at it's a quiche.
Savory German onion cake with steamed onions, diced bacon, cream, caraway seeds. So if there's no eggs, it's not really a quiche.
There's no eggs, but it looks so much like eggs.
I actually made something like this before from an Otto Lange book, I believe.
It looks so good. Today, good. I can say this because the episode won't come out today, and so the surprise won't be ruined. But
Cole's gonna get your ass. He's gonna put it out immediately.
And ping Dan and be like, "Listen to this,
mate, check it out."
Oi, mate, you all right? I am making a banoffee pie and a sticky toffee pudding for Dan's birthday. So I'm making both. Which one do you think will be better? Both sound vile to me.
They both sound good to me. Okay, I have to ask a question that I don't know how to ask it politely. But so take this in the manner of a friend and not in like a hater. Are you making like weird, like fucked up recipes, or are you making like normal ones?
That's a good question. I would not have taken that as rude. I am using the New York Times. I didn't want anyone to blame the recipe. I wanted to get like the best version of a banoffee pie and the best version of a sticky toffee pudding. So the New York Times has one for both. The sticky toffee pudding is rated so highly. It has a 5-star rating with 1,900 ratings. It's crazy. And then the banoffee pie has a less high rating, but it's still like 1,267 people have
the sticky toffee pudding. The picture they have. Oh, it's Mark Bittman. It looks so good.
It looks disgusting to me. It just looks like.
Are you making me? It has three. It has pudding, sticky toffee topping, and then quote unquote extra sauce.
Yes, I am making the extra sauce.
You could say they named this sauce after me.
Yeah, I do have a nickname, and it's extra sauce. I just think the picture just looks like someone melted butter over like a bran cake. It looks like a
carrot cake without carrots, and then it's got like a caramel sauce on top.
Yeah, so I am making a normal recipe, and people love this, but I just
we actually talked about this banoffee pie recipe before. I think
we did.
Because
I asked you if you've made dulce de leche. Yes.
Yeah. Were you able? So the banoffee pie tells you to have 20 ounces of store-bought dulce de leche, which I tried to make this in Vermont, and I went to multiple grocery stores. And like usually there's dulce de leche either in the Hispanic aisle or next to the sweetened condensed milk. Couldn't find any. There's like a famous internet hack that's like, actually, you can just buy sweetened condensed milk, pop the tops, boil it in water. Typically they're like, put it in a crock pot for 8 hours and the sugar caramelizes, you get dulce de leche. I did it. I put it in warm, simmering water for 2.5 hours, opened the cans, sweetened condensed milk, absolutely no change. And I don't remember what we ended up doing. I bet we made banana pudding instead. I bet I made like a layered banana pudding and was like, all done.
It's like you turn lemons into lemonade, you turn sweetened condensed milk into banana pudding.
Basically.
Okay, so you told me that story when I was brainstorming for what to make Dan. I went to make banoffee pie and I went to Whole Foods and I was like, do you guys have dulce de leche? And they were like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's like a caramel. And they were like, ugh, I don't think so. And then they walked me to the Hispanic aisle and there was nothing. And then, so I messaged you. I was like, help. Have you ever made this? And you told me that story. And I was like,
I think we were on the phone.
I was on the phone with you. And so then I went back and I bought 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk. And I was very scared. And so I didn't end up making it. I asked a coworker. I said, he's from Argentina. Nice. And I was like, hey, you know dulce de leche? Can you make it? And he was like, why don't you test out Google's new AI and ask it that question?
Okay. And you're like, well, that's not really the question I was asking.
Just was kind of on wild goose chase. So I asked Bard, I was like, hey, how do you make dulce leche? And it said, the internet will tell you that you can boil 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk, but it doesn't really work.
Okay.
And
one told me that part, okay. Bard.
And so then Bard told me that you have to just stand over a pot. You have to basically pour them into a pot and stir it consistently over low heat for like 8 hours. And I went back to my Argentinian coworker and I was like, this is what Bard said. Do you agree? And he was like, yes, that's what I didn't want to tell you. But whenever we made dulce leche, it's just like my grandma standing over a pot, stirring it for 8 hours. And it's the only way to do it. And there's no other way. And so I asked him where I could buy it.
Yeah, you live in San Francisco. There's Hispanic grocery stores. Go to the Mission.
Yeah. I did. Okay, great. So then that's what I did. So last night. So now I have 2 cans of dulce leche in my possession. But it's been just like
Can you mail me a couple cans when you send me the Survivor guy's coffee? Who is it?
Oh, it's not Survivor. It's the guy in the circle, Nick Ullenhoop. Daddy Nick, electric caffeine or whatever.
Okay, that reminds me. We need to rate the puzzle because we actually have a closing segment that we forgot to do last week that we have to do this week. You have to.
You're so right. Okay, let's rate this puzzle we didn't really talk about. I give the theme a 0. I have Phil a 0.
Minus 1, Phil a 0. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I asked Google. We should have done it at the top of this episode. God damn it. Because Kirby's not here.
I wish Kirby were here. She read the joke. I read it. And here's my impression of Kirby reading it. What?
Okay.
I also sent it to my sister, and I believe she responded with a bunch of like laughing emojis, and then like, I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, we'll read at the end of this episode, and we'll read at the top of the next one too. It would just kind of be our namaste, our opening and closing for like a long time. But okay, so I asked Google's AI, which is like kind of the top of its field, like my coworker asked, just, can you tell us a joke? And here's the joke. A guy walks into a bar and orders a drink. As he's sitting there, he notices a beautiful woman sitting at the other end of the bar. He gathers his courage and goes over to talk to her. They start talking, they hit it off, they talk for hours and have a great time. And at the end of the night, the guy asks the woman if she wants to come back to his place, and she says yes. Okay, so far it's so good. They go back to his place, they start making out, things start to get hot and heavy, and the woman says, wait, I have to tell you something. The guy says, what is it? The woman says, I'm a genie.
Okay, first twist.
Okay, this joke is heating up. The guy says, a genie? That's amazing. What are your three wishes? What does that mean? We don't know. Okay, well, you don't ask a genie what their three wishes are.
Yeah, I didn't catch that the first time.
What are your three wishes?
Okay.
She says, I can't tell you that. I'm not allowed to use my magic for personal gain. The guy says, but I thought you were a genie. Can't you do whatever you want? The woman says, no, I'm not a genie. I'm a lawyer. The guy says, a lawyer? What are you doing here then? As if a lawyer couldn't be, I don't know, at a bar at his place. Okay, a lawyer, what are you doing here then? The woman says, I'm here to serve you with these papers. The guy says, what papers? The woman says, the papers for the divorce. Your wife is divorcing you. The guy says, but I'm not married. And the woman says, I know, but she is.
That's a joke.
That's the
perhaps
joke.
A perfect joke.
It's the perfect joke. It has everything. It has surprise. It has like build up. It has a great release. Every part works with the part before. There's a part about genie that then gets tossed
away. It has all of the common locations of a joke.
Bar man, genie. Woman. I just love that it just included like a hot and heavy making out for no reason. Anyway. Okay, happy solving, everyone.